As our beloved Saint Germain speaks his heart to us today, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to pour our love to him with such power that it becomes everything he requires to act quickly in outer physical conditions and bring to an end everything that is of destruction in and around or driven against our nation, the Americas, or those under this radiation, or anybody or anything that is constructive throughout the world. Beloved family of my heart, it is with great joy that I come to you today to bring, I trust, the encouragement, the power, and the assurance that you are steadily moving forward to the mighty victory of the ages. And I want you to know and feel with every fiber of your beings your forward progress and your inevitable victory of eternal freedom. I wish you to understand today that no earnest effort is ever lost so long as it be constructive and is done with the right intent. For I tell you, all that is constructive contains within it the germ of immortality. That which is destructive contains within it the germ of its own annihilation. Therefore, in moving forward and releasing greater activities of the sacred fire throughout the nation, it is the part of wisdom now to call forth the great dispensations from the great central sun to intensify the protection of all that is constructive within your borders by the sacred love of the sacred fire in its cosmic concentration and victory that is the immortality of the great central sun. Therefore, as you intensify your cause for the sacred love of the sacred fire to hold its immortal protection about all that is constructive within your land, there comes within you a gradual expanding of the feeling of that power of the sacred fire that dissolves and consumes doubt and fear and resistance of that which is discordant, whether it be within you or driven against you. When you call forth immortal protection by the sacred love of the sacred fire, by the angelic control from the great central sun, you will find many things in the outer changing to your great satisfaction and freedom. Watch your feeling and demand that your feeling be at all times charged with our ascended master cosmic feeling of the violet consuming flame. As you set this into action in the energy of your feeling world, in your emotional body, the very intensity of that violet consuming flame continually acting within your feeling world carries on its ever purifying activity and also charges you with the power of its mastery over all conditions of this world. As you charge the violet consuming flame into all of your feelings, and then charge it into the atmosphere above you, you will make all life feel the purity, the love, and the freedom which is within that violet consuming flame. And I say to you, one of the most pitiful things on this earth is mankind bound in their limitations and distress because they will not pour out the feeling of violet flame love and blessing to all they contact. You can make the outer self such a magnificent sun of the feeling of violet flame love and purity and victory and freedom and help to every particle of life around you, that not one limitation could remain in your bodies or in your affairs or in your mind. This violet consuming flame, which we have called into action for the freedom of mankind, is the great cosmic release to this whole system of worlds of the mighty God love from the great central sun. And if I were you, I would train the outer self to speak only with the ascended master's feeling of the violet flame love that sets all life free. If people knew what they impose upon themselves by their unkindness to others, could they see ahead what they create by that unkindness? Nothing in the world could persuade them to ever be unkind again. There isn't a limitation in existence that isn't a lack of the violet flame love that produces only perfection. Now, let us apply this to healing. When the distress of reaction comes to an individual because of destructive causes sent forth, the individual asks and wants release and relief from the distress. And all the time within that life is the ability to call forth this violet flame love and purity and help that brings the very freedom the individual desires. So from today, if you will systematically keep charging all of the energy in your feeling world with the feeling of the violet flame love, purity, and power that sets life free and is boundless help, as you go on your way in the accomplishment of your daily activities, you will become like a magnificent sun pouring its rays of light to the plant life of this world to raise it to perfection. You then become a violet flame sun, pouring its love to the other human beings in this world to help raise them to perfection. Now, if there are those who do not seem to be manifesting too much perfection, but seem to need only help, your momentum gain of commanding your feeling to send forth the violet flame love, purity, and power that compels freedom wherever you abide, you will find that the atmosphere about you will become the healing power and the help from your mighty I Am presence and from our octave that can build to a momentum without any limit whatsoever. Now, how much do you want freedom today? Thank you, precious ones. Now I'm going to hold you to your word, because you know actions speak louder than words. And your action right now conveys to me that you want your freedom. Now then, your manifestation and attainment of that freedom depends on your fierce daily charging of everything in your feeling world with the great central sun's cosmic violet flame love, purity, and power that sets all life free wherever you pass by. And so as you are standing, I am charging this into the energy of your emotional bodies, into your feeling world, for there is the limitation that causes the problems under which you struggle. It is the feeling of struggle that causes your struggle. I told you years ago. And so it is your feeling of the violet flame love and purity and power that is the freedom from problems and limitations that are your struggle. So as you stand here this hour, from cosmic heights unbelievable, comes the descent of that great central sun's fiery love, fiery purity, and fiery power of the violet consuming flames, freedom and help to you all as you go forward and do this which I have called to your attention this moment. I ask you to accept the violet flame help I want to give. Open your feeling world and let it come in and be your victory over all in outer activity till mankind is compelled to see the fulfillment of the law that you bear witness to our victory over this world. Thank you. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Call to your mighty I Am presence and to the great beings in the central sun as well as ourselves to make you feel the great cosmic violet flame love, purity, and power without limit that sets all life free. Make you feel the freedom to all life in this world. And my dear ones, one complete minute of that feeling within you of freedom to all life in this world will set you free. Now go forward and charge all of your feeling, whether that feeling be harmonious or otherwise. Charge your feeling with the great central sun's violet flame love, purity, and power that sets all life free. And therefore, as you call that into the world for the freedom of your nation and the world, it must automatically flow through you, and you must be free. I shall keep at you until your freedom is complete, because I am that freedom to the earth. Thank you, precious ones. And now let me show you how that acts in the affairs of the outer world. As you constantly charge this into your feeling. Suppose you have a situation in which individuals are not doing right, or a problem, limitation of some sort, and you call the great central suns, fiery love, purity, and power, power without limit, are the violet consuming flame that sets all life free. That flame can flash into the energy of the feeling of individuals or into the substance and energy in a condition and set that free from discord. Because your violet consuming flame is the harmony and purity and eternal freedom of the love that is the law to the earth. Therefore, when you ask for the freedom of all life, you become the law of that freedom to life. And it must act in you and through you and for you to manifest that freedom. So tonight, as you enter in to the cosmic use of this violet consuming flame from the great central sun, go into action on yourselves first and keep charging all your feeling, regardless of what you feel. Keep charging your feeling with the great central sun. Fiery love, purity, and power without limit are the violet consuming flame that brings freedom to all life. And you are part of that all life. Therefore, when the part calls for the freedom of the whole, you yourselves must be free because you're part of the whole. But if you're only concerned and considerate of just yourself, not caring what happens to the whole, whatever happens to the whole will happen to you because you're part of it. And I shall try and try and try, as I have through the ages past, to bring mankind to the realization that they must live for the perfection that only the love from the heart of creation can bring into manifestation anywhere in this world. I have poured love throughout the ages, and I expect to pour love throughout all ages to come. And if you're my family of eternal freedom, then that too becomes your way of life. But do not hesitate nor fail to call. The great central sun's cosmic fiery love, purity and power without limit of the violet consuming flame that sets all life free. And I tell you, my loved ones, if you'll do this overnight, you may have your freedom. There can come such instantaneous action of this once you build the momentum as to lift you under the heights. And if there are those who are still determined to be unkind to others, turn away from them. Go by yourselves and make this call and see whether I tell you the truth of the law this moment. You can have miracles without limit. You can shut off mankind's frightful inhumanity to life by that discord that people will not conquer within themselves. I want you to fill yourselves with the great central sun's cosmic fiery love, fiery purity, and fiery power without limit of the violet consuming flame that sets all life free. Free, free, and you are automatically free. I am awaiting your calls. Your nation needs your assistance. And the rest of the world will hear my words, and they will see the violet flame that bears witness to the truth I have spoken. And they will know I am freedom to life. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated? And please just remain so. Now, if you will combine this with what the beloved Godfrey said the other night and call for the violet flame angels' control of everything in your feeling, that the violet flame angels may bring their freedom to all life. As you combine these two calls, the cosmic action of the violet consuming flame and the descent of the love of eternity floods in concentrated action wherever you call this forth. But the momentum must be built within yourselves to hold your feelings calm and kind and yet like steel against everything that would create discord. As we have said before, mankind today think they are civilized, and yet their unkindness, their inhumanity to life, is one of the most horrible things in the universe. On the most horrific desecration of God's love and life. Make up your minds from today, if you will, that you will never speak an unkind word again. If you cannot speak kindly, be silent. But you must be master of your feeling, and you must hold a steel-like control of your feeling world and say to it, you are now the great central suns, fairy love, fairy purity, and fairy power without limit are the violet consuming flame that sets all life free. And as you take this master hand over yourselves, you become my legions of invincible victory, violet flame victory that nothing can oppose. It is but a matter of your fierce, determined call that everything in your feeling shall now be the great central sun's violet flame that brings freedom to all life. And that life, my dear ones, as you are willing to work for the freedom of the life of the world, 60% of that freedom remains immortal within yourself. Therefore, there is no earnest effort lost in your determination to pour this violet flame love into your feeling that commands freedom to life. And in one flash are that cosmic action of the violet consuming flame. There can be consumed the human distress of centuries. Such is the magnificent power that it is your birthright to use. Such is the mercy and the love from the heart of creation that ever awaits your use. Such is the gift of the ascended masters to help you to your freedom. And such is the love and the service of the angels of the violet consuming flame, who will ever surround you and send forth that love that compels freedom to life. And you who are willing to do that automatically are carried forward on the wings of love, whose violet flame is freedom for eternity. Be no longer a part of the destructive feeling of the outer world. And if people are unkind to you, say silence and turn away. and going by yourselves, make this call. But don't allow anyone to longer harass you by their determination, anyone's determination, to impose discord into your feeling world. The beloved divine director long, long ago said, when people are determined to be unkind and are determined to impose their discord upon you, he said, I found that to turn away from a thing and shut my door was the easiest way to overcome it. And when you make it thoroughly plain to people who wish to impose their discord in your world that they're not going to do it, you will find they will cease to try, or the cosmic law of the violet consuming flame, as you call it, into action, will either purify them and make them stop it or take them out of your association. So I give you a scepter of power today, second to none. Your beloved I Am presence is ready to release that violet flame at any moment. The beings in the great central sun are its cosmic concentration to the earth. And since I am the authority of its power to purify the earth and set it free, then you, my family of freedom, are that authority also. And I offer you this assistance today as you go forward to help those in the outer world to more quickly be free. So let us go forward together and know that fiery love, purity, and power of the cosmic action from the great central sun of that violet consuming flame that brings freedom to all life includes you. And then freedom becomes manifest in you and is the immortal power of your mastery. Then your beloved I Am presence can blaze through you its blessings, its gifts, and its powers, and you could never again feel the limitations of this world or make a mistake. This which I have given today will keep your feeling world purified and free, that your mighty I Am presence may have unconditional dominion through the outer self to give you its boundless blessings and its eternal power over all that has been of the problems and limitations and the struggle of the past. This which I give you is immortality today. And as you charge it into your feeling world, you will find its blazing rays like a sun intensifying and expanding around you, and you will go forward in magnificent accomplishment with a speed you've never known and with no delay and no interference. It clears the pathway ahead of you, and its mighty law is forever in command. I clothe you in my feeling of its cosmic power. May you be its victory over all in this world until all you contact feel that freedom also, and the earth itself will love you and pour to you its blessings because you have freed it from the discord and impurity and limitation of that which is of the shadows. You can be such a blessing to life wherever you abide that the miracles of eternity become your everyday experience, and the power that is entrusted to your use will ever grow, and in its infinite dominion awaken mankind to their release to the heart of God for eternity. I clothe you in the power of your freedom and your victory this hour. Thank you with all my love. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape. And to our beloved Saint Germain, the angels of the violet flame, beloved Arcturus and the great ruler of the violet planet, and all from the great central sun who direct that violet flame to this system of worlds, accept our love, gratitude, and eternal obedience. We ask you to make us your freedom of that violet flame and its miracle love of eternity, and hold it in full possession of everything in our feeling world forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible violet flame love, purity, and power without limit that it sets all life free wherever we abide. And we live, move, and have our beings in its invincible freedom of eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in all the power of the violet flame that you can give, and hold it in full possession of our feeding world for eternity. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain and beloved Jesus, and all who have poured their love to the people of earth through the centuries. Now make us the same great cosmic love that thou art, and into our feeding world blaze the violet flame that sets all life free forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and all of its love that brings freedom to life for eternity. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into his distress the cosmic violet-consuming flame from the great central sun that sets all life free wherever we abide, hold that freedom for all eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding, cosmic, violet-consuming flame from the great central sun, whose love, purity, and power without limit we charge into the feeling world of all of this radiation and into all on the earth that brings freedom to life forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. Now, as we return these physical frames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire, and all the violet flame miracle love of eternity necessary to bring freedom to all life everywhere at our conscious command.